This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The University of Colorado Boulder police are investigating flyers that were posted around campus and appear to target supporters of Israel. Officials found the flyers last week. Some included private information about the individuals who were targeted. A Colorado case about religious rights and state-funded preschools is headed to the Supreme Court. Lower courts have sided with the state that schools can't refuse to enroll children of LGBTQ+ families. CPR's Avi Kian has more.
In 2023, a group of Colorado Catholic preschools and parents sued the state. It came after Colorado refused to allow those schools to participate and get funds from the Universal Preschool Program if they don't follow the state's non-discrimination laws. That requires schools provide equal opportunity to enroll regardless of race, religion, sexual orientation, gender identity, income level, or disability. The school says this violates their First Amendment rights. A U.S. Court of Appeals sided with the state. The case is expected to be argued at the Supreme Court this fall. Ava Kian, CPR News.
A pipe along the South Platte River in Commerce City is leaking toxic levels of arsenic and other heavy metals into the river. The Denver Post reports that officials seem to have no idea where the pipe is coming from or how long the dangerous chemicals have been leaking. City officials said they were investigating but did not share what their plan is to stop it. Arsenic can be toxic to people, animals, and aquatic life. Ozone from high in the atmosphere has settled across the Front Range and prompted an ozone action day through midnight for sensitive groups. This is CPR News.